question here from...
Yeah. Just actually following this point, if we all believe that makes a difficult operation really easy, I'm guessing that we were expecting a bit more from terms of outcome, so I can go to my chief executive by saying, I am going to get this results, give me $1 million so I can buy a robot. And I don't have this evidence to tell me that. Is that because of the trial designs or little evidence, or are we putting everybody together, the easy one and the complex ones where they're diluting the outcome?
I can answer a very good example for prostatectomy. You have to do these trials randomized very early on. Radical prostatectomy was going to have a randomized controlled trial called LOPRA. It was launched by Aradazi at the time. He was Secretary of State for Health. And when I was speaking to him at the Marsden, I said, the only way to make this work is to make it mandatory to access the robot that you go into the trial, because otherwise everybody's just going to choose to have the robot. And that's exactly what happened. All the clinicians lost clinical equipoise, and there was no one randomized, the trial closed. So my advice to other specialties, if you do set up a trial, set it up the minute you have access to the robot in your specialty, and limit access to that robot except in the trial. Otherwise, very rapidly, everybody will lose clinical equipoise, and the trial will never happen, and it will just be, everyone will believe it's better, but have no proof.
So just to come back on that, so I was on the steering committee for Darzi's trial, and I think there were other issues with that, because he set it up so that there were only certain hospitals that were offering the robot. So if you lived in East London and you were drawn to a robot, and you had to travel right over
there.
Sure. And there are huge difficulties with that trial. So I think there are all sorts of issues. I think the other thing, I appreciate what you say. I think with any technology, you've got a very difficult balance. You go too early and you'll incorporate all the learning curve in it, and your data will just be far too early for anyone to believe. You go too late, you'll actually miss it, and the point of the trial is useless because it's already incorporated into practice. So the timing of technology assessments is absolutely vital. Back to Nader's point, really. I think in colorectal, it's slightly different between the three different specialties. So for us, we wouldn't let people on the robot until they were pretty much proficient in laparoscopic surgery. And most colorectal surgeons, like, you know, Nader, you're a very proficient laparoscopic surgeon. For you to go on the robot and show difference in clinical outcomes, it's huge. It's not going to happen, you know? And so I think we need to be looking at other things and maybe the bigger picture. And these outcomes that we're measuring, hospitals stay in, they're just too crude, I think, at the moment.
I was just going to make a point about what it will evolve into. And these cystectomy patients have their removal of the bladder section of their operation and then the complex reconstruction, which with this bit of kit you can do. Anne and I do some combined cases, those pelvic cancers that are involving colon, bladder, everything. And I think that's, in terms of colorectal, that's the next step. So everything is done robotically first, including the reconstruction, and then when you're doing your extra levator, jackknifey thing, basically that's the last incision that you make, and then the whole lot comes out at that point. And any procedure you change from an incision like this to no incision will be a winner. So it's not, if you've got a procedure that it's very easy, not easy, but you can do it reproducibly laparoscopically, then robots won't make a difference. But what will happen is that the robot allows you to go another step. You can do robotic laparoscopic cystectomy and do an intracorporeal reconstruction, but you are absolutely knackered at the end of it. And you can't reproduce it, and you can't do it week in, week out, whereas you can with a robot, and that will be the next step.
Perhaps we'll just take the last question because we're running a bit late, from Professor Grocott.
Sorry, I obviously got a bit overexcited about the robotics, but there's a question, a sort of generic question, when you introduce new technologies which make things easier and everybody starts to use them. Do you end up with the case, can you do everything with a robot, or do you end up with the case where actually when you need to open, people no longer have the skills to deal with the problems when you open because they've never done that or they've done very little of it?
I think in America, where things are probably more advanced, you do have effectively very little laparoscopic work in urology. And you do have the robotic teams and you have open teams, and there's a lot of team working. So I think you're right. If you took it to the extent that you came into a surgical